Welcome to another minicast from Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett. Maverick. Maverick, 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 Maverick. Is it just my imagination, or are we hearing this word a whole lot more lately? It applies, of course, to a politician who's staunchly independent and stubbornly nonconformist. So where'd we get an odd word like that anyway? Well, the answer involves a Texas political dynasty that added not one, but two familiar words to English. Samuel Augustus Maverick was a 19th century Texas lawyer who became a politician. He was elected mayor of San Antonio in 1839 and later served in the Texas state legislature. He also speculated in land deals, and he owned cattle, which he kept on a 385,000-acre ranch. In those days, cattlemen didn't always fence in their land, which meant that their animals often roamed free. So ranchers would brand their cattle to prevent theft and to resolve any disputes over ownership. Well, all the ranchers, that is, except for Samuel Maverick. Maverick was notorious for refusing to brand his own livestock. So whenever his neighbors saw an animal without a brand, especially a calf that had strayed from its mother, they'd say things like, "Oh, well, that must be a Maverick." Maverick told people that he considered branding cruelty to animals. Skeptics, though, charged that by refusing to brand those animals, Maverick could then lay claim to any unbranded cattle as his own. Over the years, Maverick became a general term for a stray, unmarked calf, and later it came to apply to any kind of nonconformist, particularly a politician not branded by special interests. And the linguistic legacy of this Texas family goes even further. The Mavericks can take credit for yet another familiar English word that involves politics, and that word is gobbledygook. Gobbledygook, gobbledygook, gobbledygook. Well, you get the idea. Anyway, it turns out that Samuel Maverick's grandson, Maury Maverick, also went into politics, eventually serving in the U.S. Congress. A plain-spoken, folksy Texan, he was appalled by the fog of stuffy, obfuscatory, bureaucratic language that hangs over and permeates Washington, D.C. In 1944, Maverick penned an official memo to his colleagues and subordinates urging them to speak and write in plain English. His memo read in part, "Stay off the gobbledygook language. It only fouls people up. For Lord's sake, be short and say what you're talking about. Anyone using the words activation and implementation will be shot." Talk about your Washington Maverick. Well, Congressman Maverick later said he wasn't sure why the crazy word gobbledygook had popped into his mind at just that moment. "Perhaps," he said, "I was thinking of the old bearded turkey gobbler back in Texas who was always gobbledygobbling and strutting with ludicrous pomposity. At the end of this gobble, there was a sort of look." In any case, both gobbledygook and Maverick turned out to be way too useful to be forgotten. Both found their way into dictionaries and onto the front page, especially in this election year. Well, if you're wondering about a word you've heard in the news lately, give us a call. The number's 1-877-929-9673. Or email us. The address is words@waywardradio.org. Or if you want to chat about all this right now, stop by the Away with Words discussion forum. You'll find that at waywardradio.org/discussion. Thanks for listening. For Away with Words, I'm Martha Barnett. Support for Away with Words comes from WordSmart, the vocabulary building software. Improving your vocabulary, reading comprehension, and critical thinking skills will increase your chances for success. Learn more online at wordsmart.tv. And from iUniverse, supported self-publishing. Is there a book in you? Find out how to publish it at 1-800-AUTHORS or learn more online at iUniverse.com.